A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. The beginning of Advent, the readings have us focus once again on the universal mission of Jesus' coming. He wasn't just coming to save the Jews, he was coming to save all nations. We see that in the first reading in the book of Isaiah. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. 70% of the earth is water. It's not just this tiny little sliver of land in Palestine that the knowledge of the Lord was going to be revealed to, but it was going to extend over the entire earth, basically wherever there would be water. And in the imagination of somebody without the maps and the globes and the Google satellites that we have, that was the immensity. It was going to stretch across the earth. That's what was going to happen. Jesus said at the end of the gospel, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I say many prophets and kings desired to see what you see but didn't see it, and to hear what you hear but didn't hear it. That knowledge was going to be revealed to the nations. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. And the Son wishes to reveal the Father to all. That's where we begin. How is he going to do that in our time? Is he going to do it exclusively by his own work? Is he going to come down to do it? No. He's going to make us part of that process of revelation. He's going to reveal himself to us and then in turn call us to go reveal his true face to others. And that happens not by our own efforts alone. It happens primarily through the work of God. In this great prophecy of the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, when we talk about Jesus as that shoot sprouting from Jesse's stump, it says about Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, and awe of the Lord. His delight will be this awe of the Lord. That same Spirit that came down upon Jesus, that drove him out into the desert, that hovered over him as a dove at his baptism, that was breathed forth from him from the cross, the same Spirit that he promised would come upon all his disciples to lead them into all truth, to remind them of everything that he taught. That same Spirit we receive in the sacraments so that we're able to fulfill the same mission that the Holy Spirit had sought to accomplish in the Son. But we need to embrace that mission to reveal the Lord. You know, there's this beautiful tangible quality to what Jesus says in the gospel, that we're able to see him with our eyes, we're able to hear him with our ears. That touches what St. John would say at the very beginning of his first letter to the early church. What we have seen with our eyes, what we have touched, what we have known, we now reveal to you for two purposes. So that you might have communion with God and communion with us. There's this tangible quality. And it's first by our contact with the Lord, with all our senses. But then it's supposed to be by our becoming tangible sacraments of Christ for others. It's what the church's greatest definition is, the universal sacrament of salvation, so that others in seeing the church might see the bridegroom through the bride. And so, as we begin this Advent, we've got some big questions to answer. Are people looking at me this Advent going to see a little bit about Jesus? Are they going to be brought to touch a little bit of Jesus' touch through me? Are they going to be able to see by the way I behave something that is not of this world? Are they going to hear me speaking in a different way that's going to evoke memories of the one who formed my ears while I was still in the womb? That's what Advent's all about. Those are the straight paths that the Lord wants. At the end of the first reading today, there is this passage that, in a sense, seems utopian. The wolf and the lamb are going to become friends. The leopard, rather than eating the young kids, is going to lie down with them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. The baby will be able to play with the cobras. Please. Now, we do see some effect of the redemption and creation by the relationship certain saints have had with animals. Even ferocious dogs were tamed just by the glance of St. Francis of Assisi. There are many other saints who have had this type of relationship with animal creation. That's what's supposed to happen when the Messiah has truly come. There's still a lot of redemption that needs to take place. This is a real image of what's going to happen in the new heavens and the new earth when Christ comes for the second time and restores all of creation. But it's supposed to have this massive impact with us. We can be looked at as those cobras, as those bears. We're supposed to be thoroughly changed, such that Christians are no longer supposed to be battling against each other. We may still have difficulty and opposition in the world by those who oppose Christ in us. He said, if they hate me, they'll hate you. He told us in the Beatitudes, blessed are you who are persecuted, reviled, contemptible on account of my name. They've done it to the prophets before you. Your reward will be great in heaven. So there clearly is going to be opposition that Christians are going to suffer until Christ comes at the end of time. But within the church, within our families, those of us who are Christians are supposed to be thoroughly reformed by what Christ has come. So we need to ask, within my family, do I act like the lamb? Or do I act like the wolf, the kid or the leopard, the cow or the bear? Am I ferocious? Am I the critic? Am I the ones ripping other people apart? Or am I the ones who are peaceful? Am I capable of bringing this type of peace that Christ the King came to give into the world, into those I know? Now, some of our family members are not going to receive that same spirit of the Lord in the same way that we were. Maybe they'll oppose us like some non-Christians are going to oppose the church until the end of time. We can't control their response. But we can, with the Spirit's help, control how we behave. At the beginning of this Advent, we remember that just as we're able to touch the Lord with all our senses, so others in looking at us are supposed to be able to touch the fulfillment of this prophecy. Jesus says today, blessed are the eyes that see what you see, and the ears that hear what you hear. Many prophets and kings desired this reality, but never received it. We have, and that's supposed to have an enormous impact.